The group seeking to raise oil taxes in Alaska says it has secured enough signatures to place its initiative on the ballot. So far, most of the money for the initiative has come from one man, an attorney named Robin Brenna, who, according to friends, made his millions fighting big oil in court. Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk has this profile.
If you walk into Robin Brenna's office in downtown Anchorage, you might not notice the three letters bolted to the outside of the building, R, S, and D. That would be R for Robin. The S and D are for the names of his kids. And yes, Brenna's company owns this building. He's also developing a co-working space. You know, the kind of shared workspace big with millennials.
We're trying to bring the concept of flexible workspace, high-quality flexible workspace, to Alaska.
If you followed Alaska politics over the past few years, you might be thinking, huh? That's because publicly, Brenna is much better known as an attorney who's pushed for higher taxes on the oil industry. But leaders in Juneau have resisted those ideas, and last year, Brenna became the financial backer of the campaign to take the question directly to voters. He's carefully studied Alaska's oil tax system and budgets, and he's convinced the state isn't getting what he calls its fair share from the oil companies. Brenna feels like since the last major rewrite of state oil tax law in 2013, Alaskans have been getting industry spin. And with more information from his side, he's convinced voters will make a different choice.
I believe Alaskans don't know all the details, perhaps, because they can't be known, because we're treated like mushrooms. You know, we're kept in a dark room and we're fed cow manure.
Publicly, Brenna is most comfortable talking about the details of tax rates and royalties, not his personal finances. But he's also a very successful businessman. In addition to his own law offices, Brenna's company owns 8 other office buildings around town. It wasn't always that way, though. Brenna grew up in the tiny southeast gold rush town of Skagway, where his father ran a bar. His father died when Brenna was 12, and Brenna says he started working to support his family.
If there's a job on the railroad, I've done it. I started out when I was 17 in high school working as a roundhouse laborer, a janitor in the roundhouse. And they had to get an exemption from the state. I was under 18, so I could work around moving equipment.
After high school, many of Brenna's friends went to work construction on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Brenna went to college and then spent a decade accumulating graduate degrees, a Master's of Business Administration, a law degree, and a Master's of Law in Real Estate Development and Finance. Then he started work as an attorney back in Alaska, and by the mid-1980s was working on oil and gas litigation. Ultimately, Brenna got involved in 2 sets of big cases against Alaska's major oil companies, one over how much the companies could charge others to ship oil down the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, and another over how much the pipeline was valued for property tax purposes. Attorney General Kevin Clarkson is one of Brenna's former law partners.
The owners of the pipeline, those companies hired the best they could find across the country, and they brought them to Alaska to litigate against Robin Brenna, and he beat them every time.
Brenna says the cases brought hundreds of millions of dollars to his clients, which, according to Clarkson, means they were worth millions of dollars to Brenna himself. Since last year, Brenna has spent more than $100,000 on the oil tax initiative, and over the past 8 years, he's put roughly $500,000 into Alaska political campaigns, according to state figures. One recipient is Jason Gren, a former state representative from Anchorage who got a $500 donation from Brenna for his first House campaign. Once elected, though, Gren was resistant to substantial tax increases on the oil industry, and he's now part of a group fighting Brenna's initiative. Gren says Brenna's side is ignoring the potential downsides of higher taxes. Things like less investment by companies, less oil production, and fewer jobs.
This is painting a really great picture that says, here's $2 billion and we need this for schools and roads and everything in between. But in 6 or 7 years, if we have more job loss, more tax, you know, property taxes gone, that will hurt worse than any gains that were brought through.
Brenna maintains that he's pro-oil and pro-development, and he argues that some of his work has actually boosted independent companies by making it cheaper for them to ship their oil through the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. But the state's current oil tax structure, Brenna says, doesn't bring in enough money to sustain what he calls a modern Alaska. He won't say exactly how much he'll ultimately spend on the initiative in the face of what will likely be a multi-million dollar opposition campaign from the oil industry. But he does say this.
My personal commitment to Alaskans is I'm going to do everything I can to give you a choice about your own future.
The oil tax initiative is set to turn in more than 40,000 signatures on Friday. which would put the question before voters as soon as the August primary. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.